Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Procol Harum bringing us back. Whiter Shade of Pale, 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Jeffrey Zabar is our guest. Jeff is the purveyor of gotwords.com, also chiefhomeofficer.com. And coming up on 17 years, Jeff, as a member of our Brain Trust.
Amazing.
Later this year. So congratulations on that. I know that's like a dream come true. You'll have to make sure. I know your mother's so proud of you. For
that. It goes right up on the mantle next to my SBA award.
His parents said, it's come to this.
So,
Jeff, we're talking about words, how to use a wordsmith, how to use a professional writer to help you get your message out. And, folks, I do encourage you to engage someone like this. I want to talk about we mentioned press releases at the end. I want to land on that just for a minute, Jeff, because,
sure,
as you well know, there is a science to press releases besides the art of words. And the words are the art, but the structure is the science, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Press releases have to be laid out in a certain way because they're truncated and edited depending on where they're going. They're truncated and edited from top to bottom. And these days, it's a lot different than it was back when you hoped a newspaper would pick up your press release.
Right.
Now, newspapers almost never pick up a press release.
Right.
But websites do. News websites. Aggregators do.
Right.
All over the world.
Right.
And so press releases, if I could do a press release every week, I'd do one.
You know what? And there, the press releases done well are great generators of. If you can benefit from the power of Google or the search engines and their ability to drive traffic mm-hmm. back to your website or to your business, press releases can be powerful because they serve a couple of points that the search engines look for. They want content that is regular. They want, recurring and regular,
right,
and fed on a consistent basis. They want content that is keyword rich,
right,
and they want content that is relevant to the reader. So, for example, a press release, two points about your concept about the press release, your topics about the press release. First off, what you were alluding to, we used to call it inverted pyramid style. So you take,
right,
a pyramid, you turn it upside down so the point is on the ground and the broad part is up
mm-hmm.
high. And what is the top part is the most important part. It's not the heaviest, but it's the most important,
right,
part. And so you want to make sure, because it used to be that a copy editor would have a red grease pencil and or a pen, and he or she would be reading through the copy, and at a certain point they knew they had the 3-inch hole to fill in the story.
Right.
They'd get down, they'd eyeball it to about 3 inches of your copy and drive that red line right across.
Mm-hmm.
Everything below that would get cut. So all that stuff would end up on the editing room floor. So the top stuff, and not unlike writing for a press release now, and writing especially for the web, the top stuff has to be key because we know everyone, mm-hmm. our readers are ferrets.
You still
on
want that, even though the copy editor, if to the degree that there even still is one for websites, they'll still truncate your press release if it's very long, but they'll truncate more like about half to two thirds down rather than the top 20%.
Yeah, they still need, I've in working with a press release distribution service recently, one of the big ones, they said the sweet
Which
spot
one
is
do you
400.
Use?
Well, there are two main ones. I've been using Business Wire. The PR Web and PR Wire, and Business Wire is one,
right,
that I'm using now.
Mm-hmm.
So PR Web,
so
PR
folks,
Wire,
you need to know
Business
this.
Wire.
This is something, and this is something a good writer can help you with.
Absolutely, to help you, know which to use, which
and
is,
how, and
which
you got to make decisions
on.
when you're subscribing to their services. They've got all kinds of options,
right?
That, and you're going to pay for this, but it's,
exactly.
It's, but today, a press release put out over one of these organizations is almost like advertising,
right?
The way
it's marketing. PR, advertising, promotions, brochures, promotional items. It's all a form of marketing. And you have to, and this is probably the easiest and cheapest you can do in some ways. And when distributing a press release, don't forget your industry trade journals, because a lot of them are free. You know, right. So if you go to a PR wire or business wire, they're going to want money for you to distribute. It could be $400, $500, $600. If you go to your trade journal, they may distribute it for free if you go and look on their website and see where to post your content, because they're always looking for content. Mm-hmm. If it's written well, it serves both you and the media source that you're putting it into. So remember, while you're looking for the promotion, write so that your reader gets it, write so that your distributor, your media source gets it. And back to that inverted pyramid, keep the concept in mind that all the who, what, when, where, why needs to be in that first paragraph or two, including the headline. So you need to say the company name, the city where you are,
and
what
a good
your
writer
is.
Will know all this for you. This is another reason why you should engage a professional writer like Jeff, who knows how to invert the pyramid, and they know how to write your words so that they'll be short tail searchable and long tail searchable, the keywords, and knows how to help you make decisions. All right, where do you want people to see this? You want it in Cincinnati? You want it in Dallas? You can choose that. You can choose an industry where these things will be published.
Right.
And then you can decide, and then that writer will tell you, okay, this is how much it's going to cost you.
Right, right. It's important because all of those elements drive the traffic. So whether it's geography, whether it's industry, any of those demographics or psychographics you're looking for, they pretty much have them up there, and then you can choose where you want it and where would be superfluous and kind of a waste for you to invest your money.
Gotwords.com. If Jeff can't help you, he'll help you find someone who can. Hey, Jeff, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Always great to be with you. Thanks, Jim.
Jeffrey Zabar, ladies and gentlemen. Gotwords.com. Check it out. Got to take a quick break.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.